This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, May the 10th. Why You Leave Me. A reading comes from Acts, chapter 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. I'm old enough to remember when you could walk with people right up to the departure gates at an airport. Before the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001, you could see your loved ones board a plane and watch their flight depart. But even if you don't have that memory, we all know what it is to have to part with someone we love. My daughter has a question that she still uses when I am headed out the door. She looks at me and says, 'Why you leave me?' Her words echo the phrasing she used as a young child. Then I usually tell her, 'I am leaving for work and will return soon.' In a way, like children, the disciples who were gathered around Jesus were focused on what mattered to them. Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Their view was limited to what Jesus would do for their little corner of the world. What Jesus was about to do was so much more. Jesus gave them a promise, power from the Holy Spirit, a mission to be his witnesses, and a vision from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. The disciples were on the edge of a new chapter in the ongoing story of God and his people. By ascending, Jesus had gone to work in heaven for us, and he has given us a task that is both life-challenging and life-giving. In addition, Jesus has promised to be with us always, by his Spirit. He will never leave us. Pray with me. Dear God, as we remember Ascension Day and Jesus' return to heaven, may we be encouraged to know that as he works to spread his church everywhere, he is also with us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.